Growing up in today's society is extremely different than any other generation. The church is often a place where people go to escape the cruel world that we live in. But what if they thought that the one place that they could run to is just as bad as the rest of the world? On average, there are about 30,000 different denominations, and I'm sure that number will continue to rise. Do people not have a life? No one should be so desperate for something to do that they feel the need to create a new church. The simple fact is that accepting and being part of a denomination is not being part of the Lord's church, and you will earn eternal suffering along with the rest of the world. In Acts 2, verse 47, God clearly tells us that only those who are obedient to Him will be saved. The Lord only has one church, and that is the one that Jesus was sent down to earth to establish. It is up to us to uphold His church, not change it. Denominations again and again go against and often ignore the rules that God has given to us. My family members and friends often attend denominational churches, and while I like spending time with them there, I am always reminded of the false doctrine being taught in churches today. One of the most common things found in churches today are musical instruments. Please turn with me to Ephesians 5, verse 17 and 19. And it says, "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart." Okay. Nowhere in the Bible are instruments mentioned, and last time I checked, you can't play instruments in your heart. A nice beat is really not worth jeopardizing your soul. Another major controversy found in churches today is baptism. While many denominations believe in the importance of baptism, others think that with faith alone we will be saved. However, Mark 16:16 reads, "He who is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." Although these denominations believe in baptism, a big percentage of them have created their own rules about it. Catholics and Lutherans are a few examples of denominations that practice infant baptism. Acts 2 verse 38 says, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" The two key words in that verse are repent and sins. Babies can't repent of their sins because they don't have any. So how exactly is that supposed to make sense? Another unauthorized method of baptism is pouring or sprinkling the sinner with water. The definition of baptism is the process of immersion, submersion, and emergence. Not anywhere in that definition are the words sprinkle or pour. True worship is found in the New Testament church. It is not invented by us. Following man's ways will lead us farther from God rather than closer to Him. All denominations are founded by men, therefore don't match God's word and aren't accepted by Him. In Matthew 16:18 it says, "And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Jesus said, "I will build my church." There's no S at the end of that sentence. God's plan was for there to be only one church, which is the one Jesus came down to establish and die for. How would you like it if you spent your entire life creating something for someone, and then you died for it, and then someone twisted your story and just changed everything? I'm sure you wouldn't be very happy. We have no authority to change God's word. We shouldn't be striving to meet our wants in the church, but striving to obey God's. There is so much that we don't understand, and we just have to trust and obey Christ in order to receive our eternal salvation. The majority of people in life like options, but I have a feeling that 33,000 choices of churches is just a bit overwhelming. Too often, people get confused when introduced into this religion. They hear one thing at one church and something else at another, and this results in people either choosing the fun church or just giving up entirely. It is our job as Christians to show people that the Bible doesn't belong to anyone except for Christ. We also need to do all that we can to lead those who are lost and confused into the truth. Just by inviting someone to church, we can show people that being part of a church of Christ is something special because it is the one that God designed for us. God's words will judge us in the end. Why waste your life listening to some man?